interesting halacha regarding when is it that a person as a shaliach tzibur, chalev echatz will be removed from his position of being a shaliach tzibur, which is one of the important representatives of the tzibur, which means he's like le'maaseh, is considered to be like our lawyer when it comes to our defense, when it comes to our tefillot. So it says, "En mesalekin chazan me'umanuto ela imken nimtza bo pesul." So there has to be some kind of a pesul that they find in his behavior. Then that would be deserving of the fact that he would be removed from such a position. So therefore, it says, "Shaliach tzibur ha'menabel piv o shemeranen b'shirei ha'goyim ovdei avodah zarah." So let's say somebody that is shaliach tzibur that uses, let's imagine, curse words, or meranen b'shirei ha'goyim, or he sings non-Jewish songs of the avodah zarah, idol worshippers, which means he uses the songs that is being used in their service. He says memachin b'yado shelo la'asot ken. They have to be first disciplined. First, they have to give him a warning. First, they have to rebuke him. However, if he's not willing to listen, so it's going to be goodbye. So even though that the ma'aseh, he is dependent on this parnasa, so what? So at the end of the day, a person has to consider also the needs of the tzibur, the influences that this individual is going to have on the community, and the fact that once he is behaving this way, how can he possibly be able to be a proper representative and be a proper defense attorney? So comes Rav David Yosef, the son of Rav Avadia, he writes as follows. He says, "Shaliach tzibur ha'minabel et pif, o sheshar shire goyim, o sheshar shire agavim." Over here he adds love songs that the goyim sing. So, they rebuked him and he did not retract. So then they will remove him from his task. He says this is only when he uses the love songs. Mirim shel shirei agavim. So, however, what about, or let's say he uses the tune of shirei ovdei avodah zarah mamash in his tefillot. That means the tunes of the songs that the goyim of the avodah zarah have, he comes and he uses it in a synagogue. But however, let's imagine he wants to use the tune of love songs for Kaddish and Kedusha. That means the goyim have, all what they have is love songs anyway. Almost all of it. So the bottom line, he wants to use those tunes for Kaddish and Kedusha or other parts of the tefillah. He says, officially speaking, he says like this, as long as it's not really for Avodah Zarah, it's not being used in temples of Avodah Zarah, so it's only love songs. So, and he only wants to use the tune itself without the words. He says, officially speaking, is not a major issue. However, he says as follows. He says, the main thing has to be, Rabbi Vadi also writes, that it has to be that people have forgotten the words of the song. So all what you want to do is to use the tune, but the words of the singer that he used this tune to be able to sing love songs, they have forgotten the words. He says, then you are allowed to use it. However, adif yoter, nevertheless, the most preferred way would be that for every part of the tefillah, afir for kedusha, for kaddish, shari ketayat tefillah, he should use Shirei Chodesh, Upiyutim Asher Ba'um Mimekor Tahor, and he should use the tunes that have come from a proper source, from Kedusha, from Tahara, from the source of purity. So he says, Mi Bakashod Upizmonim, Hayeduim Mikama Dorot, that have been created many generations by Gedolei Israel, by Chachmei Israel, especially he says, Keshe Yesh Chashash, Shema Keshe Menagen Manginot Shel Shirei Agavim. When he uses these tunes of Shirei Agavim, love songs, Yavo Kama Me'atzibur Leharher B'Milim Shelahim, especially when it comes to such a conflict that people still do recognize the words of those love songs, and then during the parts of the tefillah, is going to remind them about the song. So how much more so, it's very, very important that these tunes should be chlal, not be used in Jewish synagogues. So a lot of this is therefore is a major, major thing. There are those who mamash prohibit, even if they have been forgotten. That's the opinion of Tzitz Eliezer, that Be'ez Hashem, he brings many, many poskim that to begin with, once it was introduced by the goyim for their love songs, it should never be used in our tefillot and in our batei kenesiot. So Be'ez Hashem, that we have to deal with another time.